Okay. We're holding here at the end of Perek Beis. I know definitely the last point that the Maharal says we didn't do last time, possibly a point before also. I want to first be assigned with the last point and then go back again to a point before. On Amud Bin Gimel. It's going back on the Chazal where Turner Sufis of Russia asked, had this whole dialogue with Rabbi Akiva about if Maisa Adam is Cheshiva or Adam or Maisa Kadosh Baruch Hu. He brought a raya from Mila and back and forth. That was the whole Vikuach. There was one or two points we saw last time. Let's go to the last point on the Gimel, then we'll go back to the point before that. I don't remember if we spoke about it last time, so it doesn't make a difference. We'll go revisit again. Void Heshev Loi. So the basic point was the way we understand the chiyuv of mitzvahs, that we have to do mila, it means we're stating that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is imperfect, thank you very much, it's imperfect and has made imperfections in the world. How do we deal with that? So he gives two or three different knatches, and then he says, void heshev loy, af ki bevada ein ze kasha, besides the answer that he gave, there's another point. So the answer that he's giving over here is certainly mitzad de teva there is no chisor in the bria. The point of the mitzvah is to allow us to reach out to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and it provides as a tziruf for us. So lemashal, let's say I ask a Talmud of mine, I have a student, and I ask him, you know, I ordered 10 items, 7 came, 2 are returned. How many do I actually have to have by me? So I don't need the answer, but I need the kitchen to answer it. So the artificial chisaron that I created is there in order to allow the kid to develop. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu created a bria that's perfect. He gave us certain opportunities within the bria, and by mail it's not a real chisaron. It's a Kodesh Baruch Hu allows us to be mizdachech, and that's what Kodesh Baruch Hu wants the mila. So that's his last point over here, that the world of mitzvahs, you're right that there could be a shleimus without it, but a Kodesh Baruch Hu gave certain opportunities for people to be mizdachech Kodesh Baruch Hu. That's his last test. I want to go back to Nun Beis, Amud Nun Beis, and deal with the point that he makes there a little bit more variches. Ubemedrash oy kol maisa sheshes yomim shol sheshes me breishis sricha masia cheres, everything that needs another activity kigoin chitim srichem litchoin, you have to grind wheat, chadol sach lahamtik, mustard you have to sort of sweeten a bit, turmer sach lahamtik, whatever, there's some sort of bean that the Gemara says adkan. So the Maharal explains the cholzer mipnei kein poil hateva balashloma beatzmel adam sheyesh basech so ala teva bezehu madregas hateva kmo shemanu ulefikach kol asheniva b'sheishes meibreishes ein asloma boi el adam. So the Maharal here says the following point: really, the world, there's a double ring of how we evaluate the shleimus in the world. An animal never finds a problem with the food in the world. Corn is good to eat the way it is, and clover is good to eat the way it is. There are no real issues in terms of different balechayim. The reason why a person finds it difficult to eat chita the way it is because the Adam is a bal nefesh. We have a more refined sense of, on a minimal level, texture, flavor, etc. we have a more refined sense of the way in which we would like things served. We don't want to just pull things out and sort of eat them. But these are all things that require a klapi adam de baldas de chesroinis. Klapi de adam de balchai de not chesroinis. There's a place the Zohar Kaddish writes a place. It's a mashal gabi certain other things, but he talks about a person who came from a very primitive society where they ate the wheat the way it grew, and then it came to a place where they had cakes and breads and cereals. In other words, Adam himself b'teiras abal chai, he could eat the things raw and so on. B'teiras the fact that the person is a bar das to some degree. Now he needs to have these additional flavors. So I guess the way to explain it is, it's a chisorin to him, machmas his maila, of being above the teva. Within the teva itself, there are no problems. So teva itself is not missing. It's that Adam has in himself an aptitude for something more refined than teva, and that aptitude creates the problems as regards the turmis and so on and so forth. Well, Lekachi says, "Ein ze shaylem nivra tinek b'loy mila." It is not a problem. We ask ourselves, well, if a tinok was born without a mila, so why do we make a bris mila? So ze shaych al poil ateva b'mashu poil chasa, ve'eno b'madrega shlom el adam asichli. So he says it's all a chisorin, not mikoyach the teva. We're not saying that a human being is not fully developed as a biological entity if he's an oral. So Adam, in as much as Adam is in the world of teva, then Adam take has no chisoronos. In as much as Adam has a sense of something else, that creates the chisorin of me'ala teva. So it's very interesting. So Maral is answering, and we'll see in a second the oimek of what he's answering. Teva mitzad teva is sholem. A person in oral as a physical person is a davar sholem. A person as something more than a person is a chaser if he has the arla and needs to have the mila. Vil nivra adam b'shleimus kashot zebeten imoi imke adam tibi b'lvat. Ulekach, if a person wouldn't have any more tikkunim to do when he came out of his mother's womb, then that means that's all he is. Ulekach nitna mila shashamosim ashmini ki kol ashlamos adam ala teva. Lekach hamila shashlamosim ala teva shkula kene kol atera. It's not pointing out at a chisorin HaKadosh Baruch Hu's actions. Ein zeka kakol b'chachma. Lifasher roy le'olam asher pavai behefsid asher einu bala shloma or befata adam asichli. So he says it's a maila. For instance, if I have a person that comes, he's brought up kind of very unrefined, and he comes to a place that's a very cheap, a one-star, motel, let's call it. And it's very nice, very fine. Another person who grew up a little more refined comes in, and nothing's good. It doesn't demonstrate the problem in the second person. It demonstrates that there's a chelek to the second person that the first person doesn't possess, and vis-a-vis that, that's where the chisaron is noilad, mikoyach, that there's another facet to that other person. I want to be Miss Amigl Bisnikuda, that's sort of Rosh Hashanah and so on, and I think it's an inyan that we can understand in the context of this inyan really opens up a world for us in the world of Rosh Hashanah. Shofar is called Shofar, one of the aspects of Shofar is that it's a form of tefillah. It's tefillah that HaKadosh Baruch Hu should be malah zichroneinu l'tayva. It has two elements in its Sefer. It has an element of Malchius, it's a proclamation of sorts, it's a declaration of HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Malchus and so on. That's one Chelek of Adam. And the second Chelek is that HaKadosh Baruch Hu should be Zeichos L'Toiv, which basically means it's a tefillah. It's a form of tefillah. Tefillah in the Lashon of Chazal is Ba'aya. Im Tevoyun Ba'ayu, it's a Lashon of Pesupasik, and Tzloysen Uvo Ushoin. Ba'ushoin in Lashon Aramis means needs. Request and need. That's the word is means both, depending on the usage. It's the same word. But I want to try to deher it a little bit. Mitzad, it's nekuda of in our case of chisaron. How do I know that something is shayach to a different world that it's in? Let's take a pasuk. The Tilim, it describes HaKadosh Baruch, it describes Adam, and it describes how big Adam is. And the lashon of the pasuk is Vatechasrehu me'av me'elokim. You've made Adam a little bit less than Elokim. Elokim means Malachim. That's the way the Mepharshim learn it there. But Kol Shatat Asraglov, you put everything, you crowned him with Hoyd Nehadar, and you gave him Memshal of everything, and Vat Chasreya Ma'at Elokim is Kemat Amalach, and so on. The Pashat of Pshat in Vat Chasreya is that man is not quite a Malach. It means a shortcoming, that Adam is not quite a malach. That's the pasuk pshat of it. There's a deeper nekuda, much deeper nekuda. Let's give an example. Let's say somebody if I were to walk by a show window and I see a Stradivarius, would I stop and look at it? Doubtful. And if somebody pointed out, I would be curious, maybe. Would I feel that that's what I'm missing? No. Even if someone give it to me, I would probably just turn around on eBay and resell it. I'm not missing a set of ads at all. I'm not terribly musical, and MP3s are just fine with me, and I don't have... I'm not missing it. Let's say I go by somebody who's splendidly wealthy, his house, and I look at it. It's interesting to me. Am I missing it? No. Is it right to say, if I'm describing what is a human being like, would it be appropriate to say human beings have hands and feet and they're missing wings? No. They're not missing wings. They don't have wings, but they're not missing it because it never was meant to be part of it. So the chelek of to say that something is missing means that the etzem I have a shayches to it, but I don't have it. In order to be missing something, it's not enough to say I don't have it. It's something that I need to. It's something that I need to say it's shayach to me, but I don't have it. There's a lashon in the Gemara. The Gemara says, "Marna Vodazar." It says, "And lo miyecha pecha, ein giba miskane and the giba kiyotzeboy." In other words, the kin is only to somebody of your in your league. So the Gemara means it not from somebody lower, but it's also true the other way around. You're not miskane from somebody that is out of your league whatsoever. Vatechasreyu me'at melukim means that Adam lives with the lack of what a malach has. We're shayach to what a malach has, but we don't have it. But the chasreyu ma'at melokim, the chisorin that's expressed is be'etzim what we have there in a certain bekayach deka oifin. Because if he wouldn't have it, then not what chasreyu ma'at melokim. I made Adam very, very smart. You know, if I say somebody has an IQ of, I don't know what the numbers are, 150, I don't say I can say he's missing 10 to be whatever, but he's not missing anything. He has a lot. Would he have more? He'd be brighter. So, v'atachasreyu ma'at melekim means Adam is created as a very high person, as a very high bria, and he carries within himself the chisurin of something else. I want to show another place where something like that is used. It says, Rashi says, you have a chumash, it has braces, right? It's extraordinary, the oimek of Chazal. It says Vayichal Elokim b'yom ha'shvi, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu finished Vayichal Elokim b'yom ha'shvi melachta she'asa. He finished on Shabbos the melacha that he set out to do. So Rashi's bothered. I mean, you know, he's bringing Chazal. What does it mean? He finished on Shabbos. He didn't work on Shabbos. So how can he finish on Shabbos? So Rashi says, "Dava Acha." He brings the Chazal. Ma hoya ha'olam chasa menucha. Boz Shabbos, boz menucha. Kolson nigram locha. Rashi says that the world was chasa menucha. In other words, if Menucha wasn't needed by the world, then Shabbos would be the day after. Being that Menucha, that the world is Chasa Menucha, that means that Shabbos is part of Maisa Bracious. The Tziruf to Maisa Bracious is only Shayach if there is a Chisaron. But if Maisa Bracious were to be finished on Friday, and it's perfect, then when you add something, it's not, you know, it's a new thing, it's a new week. In what sense is Shabbos the end of the week? It's the beginning of a new week. If the first week in the Bria is defined as the week of fundamentals, then that's it. Fundamentals are done, and Shabbos is good. The Teretz is the world as in the first 6 days was a chaser, so Shabbos could become a hashlama built on the chaser. I don't want to get off into Shabbos, but this is the whole inyan of anticipating Shabbos. The fact that you have to keep, you know, Yom Rishon Shabbos and so on. The fact that Friday, Mishatarach, Be'erev Shabbos, all of those inyanim are that when a person is restless during the week, that the inyanim of the week on not giving the person all of his needs, that's when Shabbos could become mitzurif to the rest of the week. If not, it would be a new entity. Mechateset mitzarif. It's the fact that that the whole week is chasa, this becomes the hashlama to it. So nimtzinu lemeidim in the musig of in the musig of vat chasrei ma'at melekim, that tzuris adam has in itself two halakim. It has in itself an Adam is a closed circle like any other Balchai, and that's why a person is Sholem Mitzad Atzmai biologically, and he's not even another Balchai. And the fact that Adam has a Chisorin, that there's something else that needs to happen, that's the Pesach for the Tziruf to another world. If a person wouldn't have in himself the chisurin for something else, they couldn't. Then what's his kesher to an other world? It says in Vayipach Ba'apov. So it says Rashi says that HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the world, the Adam, from tachtonim and from elyonim. So that means like this: the ruach chaim that a person has, the chiyus that a person has, that's an animal is also bal chayim, it's called chay. And yet, HaKadosh Baruch Hu didn't breathe life into him. So the teretz is that mikoyach the fabric of Basa V'dam, there's a certain koyach of nefesh, of chiyus within that. It doesn't require an infusion from another place. So mitzvah, the thing itself, a bal chai is also a chai, and it's fine. So Adam has a koyach achiyus that comes minei obey, not different about chai, and that's why one chelik of the bria was that a Kodesh Baruch Hu took offer me Adama, and he made the Adam v'itza Hashem Elokim as Adam offer me Adama. So that means a person has a chelik of that the offer me Adama itself is an entire being, and then there's a chelik in the person that is. The fact that the person has a payim, he has nostrils, means there's ki'ilu a cholol, there's something hollow there, and the person received something. There was a makom kibul, there was a chisson in the person that was available to be mekabel a ruach from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The vayipach ba'apach was chal. There was a hollow place in the person, and that's where it was chal. A lot of things. The mokum chisorin of Adam. A person who is lo'aleinu dead, only a person, is called a chalal. He's called hollow. Hollow means that it could have had something. A hollow thing means it's waiting to be filled with something. And if it's not filled, it's hollow. But something that is completely full, even though it doesn't have any, you know, hollow doesn't mean that it doesn't have, that it's not full inside. It means it's a kli kibul for something else to be there. A person who has no neshama is a cholol, he's hollow, and then in that hollow is a makom chalois of HaKadosh Baruch Hu's ruach, chayim, and so on. The musig of bakasha, a bal chai has needs, but it doesn't have chisronos. In other words, a bal chai, if the hunger pangs are not driving it hungry, or the thirst is not making it drink, then the bal chai, it doesn't feel itself a bal chisaron, unless it's physically missing something, unless its stomach's missing food. It doesn't look at its pantry and say, "Oh my, there's not much hay left over. What's going to be?" There's no mitzvahs like that. A bal chai only lives. It hurts when you're hungry, but there's no musig of being. It doesn't have needs. Adam has chisronos. The tsuris Adam has chisronos in itself, and those chesronos means because the person has an opening to something else. Let's take it at the lowest level. The fact that a person can look at his cupboard and say, "Oh my gosh, it's empty, what's going to be tomorrow?" That means that the person, that's a certain level of nefesh to the hair that I could possess things. It's a big step above a bal chai. The fact that an Adam has a sense of chassid, that he's missing things. The certainly in Ruchnius, the nekuda of a person, if we ask ourselves what defines a person as being Ruchniistic? What defines a person as being something other than Basa V'dam? So our instinctive reaction is accomplishments. You know, is a person done chesed, is a person done tefillah, is a person done learning? That defines the person as what he is. No, that's not a good definition for two reasons. First of all, what if a person does these things because he does them? Yeah, for whatever reason, for whatever motivation. A person is doing chesed because everybody does chesed. A person davens because everybody davens. A person davens because he knows he ought to daven. A person learns because he knows he ought to learn. But that's about it. Would you call that person a ruchnistic person? In order for the ruchnis to be shaykh to the person, there needs to be some sort of kli kibul in the person. There needs to be something in the person missing. If, on the other hand, a person who has a tremendous tshuka to know, to understand, to give, to help, and obviously if he has a tremendous tshuka and he could do it but he doesn't do it, it raises a question about how genuine the tshuka is. But a person can't. A person is doesn't have the kishonos, the ability, whatever it is. He's a real honest. If the person has the chisaron for that, then that person is shayach to it. A bal knafayim is not. If you cut the wings off a bird, he's still a bal knafayim. He's missing wings. And if you attach wings to a person, he's not a bal knafayim, because there's nothing in the person that's missing wings, and mainly there's no mokum chibur. It's a nisbach, not a chibur. It's sort of slapped on. It's not be'etzim. Brias Adam at its shoresh carries two halakim. It carries the chelek hativi, like he says over here, which is shalem. The hallmark of something which is in teva is that it's shlemus. Every bal chai is shalem. Every bal chai is born pretty much a shalem. There's not much development goes on. They are what they are, and that's it. Adam is created as a chaser. And in as much as the chisaron of Adam is in a world that's not shaykh, for instance, the person that hears, or the Torah that hears, the person that has the Torah, that the person is missing a bris milah, why is the person missing a bris milah? He is physically fit, 100% with Arla, no distinction. And it's interesting, in this sense, the people who try to peddle it as being physically good for you, so you know it's good in terms of the laws, and I understand the politics and why people do it, and I've, you know, and you know there's a reason why it's hard to describe to Mesoilam the lumdis, and you want to stick to the medical stuff, that's fine, but be'etzim, a person should deher that is lomaila meirat etzuris adam. It's not missing in the person, it's missing mitzad that a person is shayach to something else. I want to show you, I want to take a look at something fascinating. The herring where the chisaron, even as an aveira, comes, is milas adam. On Rosh Hashanah, on the first Rosh Hashanah, we messed up things. We were created, and we ate Reitz Hadas. And chud, that's a terrible affair, and everything has been downhill since then, and so on and so forth. Fine. The nachash comes along to Adam, and he asks Adam, and he's trying to sell Adam an Eitz Hadas. So he's looking for a sales pitch. He tells Adam that on the day that he eats, HaKadosh Baruch Hu told him, you know, it's terrible in my stomach. He says, no. Ki yodei Elokim ki b'yoyim acholchem imenu v'nifkichu einechem v'yisen kelokim yodei tov v'ra. For the Yetzer Hara to come, let's take the same muscle. Let's say someone come to me and say, you know, there's a tremendous discount, and it's like a dollar or less, and you learn how to play a fiddle, how to play a violin. If for somebody who's not musical, that's not enticing either. I'll be honest with you. Even if it was for free, I wouldn't take it. It doesn't interest me. I'm not missing it. Saltman is dice. For a person that is missing it, it's a sales pitch. When the Nachash came along and was Mefata Adam, as big as the Aveira is, this was the Aveira and everything, but it harped on the Mokum Chisaron of Adam. It defined Adam is Maila Leinus Chisaron. If you can sell Adam on the Yisim Kalkim De Toivara, so the Pshat is that your De Toivara and Yisim Kalkim is the Chisaron of Adam. That's a tremendous Maila. You know, if somebody fell apart in the attempt to learn Shas Bal Peh, you know, you say that it wasn't a wise move and so on and so forth, but it's a begrudging compliment. So I want to just sort of put the things together in using the Maharal's point. The Maharal is saying a dova nifla v'omegad ma'oit. He's explaining this chazal of the machlokis of Tunis Rufus Arash and Chachomim about chisroinus in the Bria. And he starts at Brismila, that's the point of Ikuach, and then he answers him, what about food, chita, and so on. The point that he was making was that teva mitzad teva has no chisroinus. And that's the godless Elohim that has no chisronos. Teva, mitzad, a world beyond teva, has a chisron in the teva that's the klikibel for that which is going to be. It's like for those of you who have the pleasure of putting together furniture that you buy, like in the assembly type furniture. So I'm not particularly great at it, so I'll tell you a little from experience. You sometimes put it together and there's a hole in one of it, and you say to yourself, if there's a hole there, there must be something that goes into it. You know, there are no holes in the thing that doesn't have either, it should have been upside down and the things should have come from out from here. Different mahalakim how to answer the kasha, but the kasha demands a teretz. If it's missing something, then something should be there. In the Deher of Chisorin in the Bria, it comes Machmas Milas Adam, and it's the stepping stone of Adam for Vaita. Rosh Hashanah, more than Yom Kippur in a certain sense, is the day, I mean, it's the day of Bria's Adam. It's the Yontiv that's Mesiachis Tzuras Adam. And it highlights the Chisroinus of Adam. Adam is called Ledin on Rosh Hashanah. Adam is called Ledin on Rosh Hashanah is a very, very powerful, it's a very challenging moment that we're being held accountable, and therefore if we're being held accountable, it means, you know, we have our issues we need to deal with. But on the deeper level, it tells me that Adam, there's no other Bria. All of the Brias, HaKadosh Baruch Hu decides what to do with them. You know, the world is Nidon on Paris, the world is in Adisnes. The Kol Boya Olam is, even the funny name Marain, only Adam is Nidon as Adam. The whole world is judged, they're not judged. HaKadosh Baruch Hu decides what, you know, what to do with the world, how to run the world, and so on. Adam is held accountable. The holding accountable means that I have a shaykhis to something beyond myself, beyond my little circle. There's an outside inyan. A person, where a person of Balchai is accountable only to its own heart, lungs, and liver. If that's functioning, everything else is there. An Adam is accountable to something. The tzura of a shayfa is bakasha. Tefillah is a very, very important chelik. Now, shayfa in its mahalach of zechoinus, of that Yal Zechonechem Lefanei L'Toiva, is the pshat, it's the sheirish of Boya. A man seeks. Tefillah means that a person is not happy with what is. The person is seeking. A person is called Maveh. In Ba'bekama, the Adam HaMazik is termed Maveh, a seeker, because nothing else. To seek means even when things seem to be okay, there's something missing. Even when right now I'm full, no problems, I'm still a chaser. In Adam's mohus as a chaser, there is a criticism of the person. You're a chaser, you're an oral. I want to explain a Gemara, just as a side point. The Gemara says that if someone makes a neder from a relim, all goyim are included, even if they had a bris. And if somebody makes a neder from mulim, all your souls are included, even those who are reilim. How do you understand that Gemara? I mean, so again, on a very, very simple level, you can say, because generally goyim are called reilim, Jews are generally called mulim. The way we explain it, the meaning is so clear. A goy, even if he happened to have a bris, it's either a medical procedure or disfigurement. It's not an achibur to anything else. He's not shaykh to the world like the Maral says over here. It's a din in Yisrael dafka legabe that. He's not shaykh to that world. So as teva goes, it's a needless procedure or it's a medical procedure. A Yisrael, even if he didn't have a bris, but he needs a bris. He's a chaser a bris. If a person is a chaser to something, then already he's there. I want to sort of use it as a little bit of his bainus. You know, when we make a chesed nefesh over the years, what we're doing right, what we're not doing so right, so forth, we tend to stick to our meisim. You know, what we did right in this area, that area, the other area, and fine, you know, that's a very important. But in Rosh Hashanah, when you're dealing with Tzuras Adam, a person needs to have a deeper assessment of himself, a deep evaluation. What am I chaser? What are the things that I'm missing? If a person has a hard time davening because he's busy and struggling, he's harried, and he wishes he could sit down, if he has that yearning, so then he's shaykh to that world. If he doesn't, he doesn't. And same thing with learning, and same thing with chesed, and same thing with mitzvahs, all of those in yanim that are that form the world of ruchnius to us. Our chibur to ruchnius is shayach to through that chisar. It's very interesting. In a shayfer, the shayfer is the kli which we express the baya, the yearning, the need. The halacha is a keren is posel and a shayfer is kosher. A shayfer halachically is defined as something which is hollow and it has a filling. In other words, those animals that the shayfer are kasheris, there's like a marrow, no, like a marrow type material, meaning the bone itself is a hollow bone. It just happens to be plugged up. But the bone itself is a hollow. A keren is defined as something which is bone all the way through, and you drill the hole in it. In other words, the kli of bakasha is something which is be'etzem a cholo. It's be'etzem something that's missing. Tefillah is called vayichal. It's the most important inyan of ruchnius that a person can develop in himself is the sense that he's missing it. The sense that life as it is a chaser. And I need something more than this, and I look for it. That defines the person. If a person has that mode, so when he has taka de ruchnius, then it clicks into the person himself. It's not something. It's not yesik and nuffle dummy. It's not something that sort of is a nisbach. And it doesn't really become part of a person. It becomes part of a person because the person has a need for it. He declares himself as missing it. The connection, the chibur to the ruchnistic world lies in the herring that the physical world we have is a chisar. It takes obviously a lot of thought, a lot of explainers. It takes a lot of thinking, introspection. Where a person asks himself, what's the point of it? What am I here for? Where am I getting to? Is this going to satisfy me? It requires an introspection of a person mitzad his mitzias, mitzad his mohus. But that's what Adam is be'etzim. Adam is a bria that on one side he has the shleimus that every bal chai has. He walks and talks and eats and breathes, and Teva's not missing anything. Nivroim, Teva's sholim. Mitzar atzmei Teva's a davar sholim. Mitzar sheni, the tzuras Adam is the thing that is sholim b'teva, and deheres himself, and deheres the v'tchasreihu me'at in himself. Deheres himself as, I'm shaykh to something more than this. And that is shteikikus. That hollows out, that creates a kli kibble in a person's nefesh, and allows for the ruchnis to be chal on something that becomes part of the Adam and not just an uptay surface. I don't think we'll be seeing each other until Mitzvah Shem, so it should be a Ksivah Chesimah Toivah Mitzvah Shem, and a good Kibbutz Yar, and a Yar where whether HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Memale Mishalosh all our Mishalosh Ben Toivah or not, but having Mishalosh Libeinu L'Toivah in itself is a bracha. The hearing that a person who walks around with Mishalosh Lev L'Toivah is a bigger person than the person who dares himself as I remember just an anecdote. I was once I learned with high school seniors there, and at the end we learn Ali Shur once a week. At the end, usually I ask them to say, you know, sort of I ask them a question and have them offer some. And I asked them as a group, what would they redo if they could redo their high school years and so on. And it's interesting, most of them had a fairly similar answer that had they learned more and so on and so forth, they'd be much further ahead and they could grow even further or whatever. There was one boy who said, he's thinking things, says, not a thing I would redo. I think everything was perfect. And it wasn't something that was shared by anybody but him. You know, it wasn't like, you know, some person, like everybody said, well, this is Mr. Perfect. And I was looking and I was saying, first of all, I was kind of stunned. I'd never heard that before. I'd heard some interesting answer, but this was like, and also his unique self-perception, which was sort of not nothing, you know, no one else had that same perception. Huh? But then I said to myself, so how does that person ever grow? I mean, it's fine. Everything is good. So the circle is, it's like when you try to open something and you look around the thing, you look around, there's no crack, there's no hole, there's no slot, there's nothing there. So how do you open it? If a person doesn't have the place that's aching to be filled, that yearning to be filled, then that's it. It's finished. It's gone. Leiv should help. We should be zeicher to Mishalos Leiv. HaKadosh Baruch Hu Mala et Ben Sashem. Okay, no, it's finished. That's finished.